This is a big week in America. We're getting a new president, and some of you are excited about that. Some of you did not vote for him, and you're like, I'm not sure what to do. We have, our church is very diverse, many different philosophies and backgrounds, and it doesn't matter if you're excited or you're nervous. As I was worshiping today during our worship service, I just thought this is the perfect thing for every American to do, is to raise a hallelujah. Yeah. Raise a hallelujah to God, because he is king. He's king over everything. So let's pray for all the people that are stepping into these new offices. If you are brand new to Promised Land, I want to make sure you know about water baptism happening on January 31st. That's 2 weeks from today. If you're new to your walk with God and you have not been water baptized, we would love to help you in this. It's your public declaration of your faith where you're water baptized. If you have questions about that, we'd love to answer them for you over the next couple weeks. You can go to our website. There's a link there to sign up, to register. We'd love to baptize you in the worship experience, in the worship service that morning, so the whole family can celebrate you and your decision to follow after Jesus. And some have asked, you know, hey, it's a different culture now, different season. How do you baptize in a COVID-19 environment? So the baptizers will be wearing masks. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but when we baptize in a baptistry, it is always very well chlorinated for many different reasons. And so you're going to be dipped in sanitizer and brought back out, okay? This is going to be very, very clean, okay? And so in many ways, all right? Spiritually, physically, and all that. So that's on the 31st. We're going to have a special worship day on the 31st with extended worship and singing and celebration. My brother-in-law, Jacob Lowry's coming. We'll have Tim here, Nate here. It's going to be a great day. And then the following Sunday the 7th of February, is the first Sunday of the month. It's our Next Steps Day. And so on the third service, we have a session called Next Steps. And we'd love for you to come to that at 11:30. For anyone here that is new to the church, have questions about Promised Land, would like to join the church. If maybe you're new to faith and you're like, how do I take steps in my walk with God, walk with the church, whatever, we would love to answer any of those questions that you have at that session, and we'll feed you lunch. Some people may come to this service and then just stay and go to that, or just come to that, however you'd like. So write that down. Make sure you come to that. We'd love to have you. Are you ready to dream in 2021? Dream again. We're in a series called Dream Again, and started it last week. I would really encourage you, if you didn't make it last week, if you didn't hear the message because you were snowed in, it was blizzard, you know, conditions out there. It's so funny, we have people move here from out of state, and they're like, what is wrong with y'all? It's dangerous. Anyway, many of y'all were at home last week, maybe you didn't make it on the roads, whatever. Go grab the message on YouTube or our Facebook page and watch it. Because it did lay some foundation to this, dreaming again. And one of the things I said last week is that dreaming again reorients us. We get a word that my parents would use is stove up, like just curled up, fetal position, in a dark space, a dark place, because life has beaten us up. Or maybe you haven't gone through something traumatic, but just the pace of life, the rat race, the just busyness, 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 busyness. What happens is it sucks away the dreaming capacity of our spirit and our brain. And so what we want to do at Promised Land is reinvigorate that dreaming component and really take you back to what it was like when you were a kid and dreaming and daydreaming and thinking about new ideas and creative ideas that we've just lost. And the Bible says that we were made after the image of God. So we have his DNA in us. That means we're creative beings. We have been given imagination by God and creativity and vividness and colors and new ideas. So so dreaming again takes us from that stooped down position to dreaming opens us up to something new and fresh. But also, ironically, dreaming again restrains us. And that may seem like a heavy thing or a weird thing, but sometimes we're just all over the map, you know, like we're bouncing around from one thing to the next. We're watching this, then we're doing that, and then we're going here and we're going there. And we're just so busy blah, 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 that if you have a dream that is God-given and it's taking you in a direction, it actually restrains some of that wildness. And it can bring you accountability. So dreaming's awesome. There's a text that I want to read to you this morning from the Old Testament, and it's really the foundational scripture of this series. It's from Habakkuk chapter 2, and it comes in a time when Israel was in a very dark place. It was a very heavy season. They thought maybe this is it, like it's over. There's not going to be another Israel or any more Jewish nation. And it was very dark. But God gives them a dream. God gives them a plan. That, hey, this is how it's going to work. And then he gives them an instruction. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct messages to others. In other words, write it simple, not complex. Write it plainly so that if someone's just running by, they can read it quickly and they can understand it, and then they can take that message to other people so that a runner can carry the correct message to other. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. One of the things I talked about last week is that the end for us who believe in Jesus is that we're going to live with him forever and ever and ever in heaven. How awesome is that? We often forget that because we're so intoxicated by the mess that's all around us in the present that we forget dreaming about heaven. And I just want to encourage everybody, just dream again about being in heaven with God forever and ever. And ever. It's going to be so awesome and beautiful. And so dream about that. Think about that. The scripture says that it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. So I want us in 2021 to start practicing dreaming again. And you say, well, what do you mean practicing dreaming? Well, it can be difficult for some to dream again because some of us are a little more wired differently, and we think, well, what if we dream something that's not right, or what if we dream something that's just selfish? And it's possible to do that. It's possible to get wild and crazy and go off chasing wild dreams that are not God-centered dreams. But we don't want to be so fearful that that might happen that we don't dream at all. So it's important that we have risk. We take this risk. We start dreaming dreams. We start thinking about the future. We start thinking about what it could be like or look like if we're living in the will of God. And it's important to have other people to bounce that off of so that you can talk to other people and people in your small group, people, prayer partners, people that you know. You can say, hey, this is something I've been thinking about my family or my career or my degree plan or whatever it is at Texas State you're trying to pursue. You need people around you to help you in those situations and hold you accountable to the dream and hold you in the right direction if it's not a God thing. So if you're not in a group, if you're not in a relationship with other believers, Promised Land is a great place to begin that relationship. So we have small groups that are starting all over the area. If you're new to this idea, go online to our website. We have small groups that meet online. We have small groups that meet in person. We have small groups that do both. And so this is a place for you to start building relationships with other people so you can ask them these very important life questions like, hey, this is something I'm wrestling with. What do you think about it? Let's pray about it together. Let's talk about it and see what God wants to do. Moving us down the lane, dreaming again. So I have a piece of paper that we printed up for you guys, and you can grab this on the way out if you didn't get one on the way in. And this is a dream again worksheet or board, okay? This is a place where you can write down in these bubbles different things that will help you point you in the right direction in 2021. For those of you online, we'll get one that you can download, or you can just get a pencil and paper. Go for it. But I want to share with you what these bubbles are, and just, you know, kind of, they're small. And I used kind of a big marker so that anybody running by can see what it says and they can run with it, right? And when I put it up at my house, my bedroom or whatever, I can glance at it like, oh yeah, that's it right there. Boom. I can go with it. So up here in the top, in this bubble, it says crazy faith for. Crazy faith for. What am I dreaming about that's going to take crazy faith? All right. I put in here 100 Texas State students saved and discipled in 2021. Crazy faith. I have crazy faith for that. I'm dreaming about that, about reaching this campus for the glory of God with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Down here, impact someone else through. How could you do that? How could you impact someone else through? And I put more time with my boys here. I'm going to impact my sons more in 2021, and I'm dreaming about that. And this might be, I should have crazy faith for that because I'm old and they're young and they don't want to hang out with their dad anymore, but I'm dreaming about that. I'm thinking about that. Down here it says, get healthier in. All right. Exercise 3 times a week is what I put on there. I feel like that's a realistic goal. I'm very close to that already. I could have put 6 times, 7 times a week or whatever like that, but I wanted to be realistic, stretch myself a little bit. Down here, financially stronger in this bubble. My wife and I are starting a new business this year, primarily driven by my wife. She's starting a birth center here in San Marcos. And so we're praying that we launch that debt-free. We have it debt-free by the end of 2021. That would be an incredible miracle, you know, to have a business that was that way. Up here it says not giving up on something you're not giving up on. I put that how to be made whole was going to reach 5,000 people. And so I'm praying and believing that. And then here, add this to your spiritual discipline. Add this spiritual discipline. I put fasting on Mondays. So every Monday in 2021, I'm going to fast until dinner. And so please don't invite me to lunch or breakfast on Mondays, all right? Help your pastor out a little bit. But I want you to take one of those home and, you know, think about it, pray about it, look over it with your spouse, with your family. If you want to take another one and do one at work, I had someone just ask me for 20 of them after the first service. He's going to take them to his workplace and lead his leadership team at work through this as well. So if you want more of those, we can print those up for you throughout the week, and you can take them for your family, for your workplace, or whatever, and begin to write it down, make it plain. So when we do this, it begins to pushes a little bit, and it begins to burn a little bit, like exercise. How many of y'all exercise? Ever been on a treadmill? Y'all know you have a treadmill, and try to exercise on a treadmill. You know, you start off, you're like at 1, 2, you're starting to warm up, get to 3, 4, 4.5, start a little jog going on. But then if you hit the tilt button and it starts going up like this, that's when it starts getting very difficult. And that's where the little beads of sweat start coming out. And then it's harder on your physical body, and it begins to press you into a new sphere, all right, of exercise. That's what we're talking about as we write these things down and dream again, as it begins to tilt us or elevate us, and we begin to really feel it. Wow, I feel that. That's different. And so I want to encourage you as your pastor to press into new areas of your life, and there's, you know, 6 different ones here: health, spiritual, physical, mental. I set a new goal to read 20 books in 2021. Also, I want to read more books than I've ever read in a year, and just press myself in and just tilt. This is what Ephesians 4:21 says. since you have heard about Jesus and you have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off, get the visual of that, throw off, cast off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. This is a heavy text, but it's a beautiful text. And what it's saying is, if you know about Jesus and you're following after him, which is the majority of everybody in here, the majority of everybody listening, you have heard Jesus and you're trying to follow after him, taking steps toward him, receive salvation from him. And anyone in here that's not in that category, you're welcome at Promised Land. We want to help you get to that spot. But I want to make sure you know that once you have surrendered your life to Jesus, this scripture is telling us that we then actively participate in throwing off the old nature of who we were and receiving in something new. It's like an old clothing. You're clothed with your old nature, and it's kind of comfortable, and it's kind of normal. If somebody else were to put it on, they'd be like, ah, what's wrong with this hoodie? Why do you wear this? Oh, but it's comfortable. I'm used to it. It's normal. Your shoes that you wear are stinky, and oh, okay, we're not getting all that. But they're yours, and you're comfortable with it, and you're used to it, but it's not fresh and clean and new. One of the great things that happen is when you take off the old sheets in your bed, you put the new sheets on. Has anybody ever put new sheets on? Just let's do that in 2021 if you're not doing that yet. Oh, just so tight, clean, fresh. So many of us are wallowing in our own filth. We have understood who God is, but we are just kicked back in our old lifestyle. And Paul is telling the church in Ephesus here that we need to now take steps in 2021 to throw off the old sinful nature and the former way of life. We participate in that. And look what happens in verse 23. Instead, let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, renew your thoughts, a new thought process, and attitudes. New thoughts and new attitudes from the presence of God. One of the things that my mom and dad would have taught me, I sit around back here, when I was cranky and upset or whatever, they would say, you need to change your attitude. No, I can't. Yes, you can. Go change your attitude. And then let's talk. Let's communicate again. This is what God is saying. He wants to change your attitude. He, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he wants to bring a freshness, new thoughts, new attitude, to put on a new nature, to be created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So God wants you to take the old you and put a new you on. And that's why baptism is really important too. We are burying the old you, and you're coming up out of that water a new you. And then we're going to take that old nature and we're going to throw it away. You need a pastor in your life. You need friends in your life. You need prayer partners in your life. They're going to challenge you. They're going to push back. They're going to say, that attitude's not of God. Let's pray about this. Let's think about this. You need people in your life spurring you on in this journey towards holiness. Because we can get so stuck in our old ways that we just think that's the status quo and that's normal and that's just how it's supposed to be. But we need other people in our life pushing us into this next dimension. That if here's the thing, if we would surrender to Christ and allow him to fill us with his Spirit, he's going to do a work, a supernatural work of purity and holiness in our life and make us more like him. But we do participate by opening that door. And some of these things, I want to show you a few things that will help you do that. But first, I want us to go back one chapter, Ephesians, the third chapter, 20th verse. It says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this, this holiness, this new idea, this fresh thoughts, these fresh ideas. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Isn't that awesome? This is the Message translation of Ephesians 3:21. Some of you are like, I've never heard that verse before. That's because you're used to it saying, no mind can conceive. He's more than you've ever asked for. You can't even ask for this. It's more than you can imagine. This is beyond what you can imagine. And that's what God is wanting to present to you in 2021, something bigger. So we need to start dreaming about that. God, you could do something bigger in my life, in my family, in my health, in my marriage, in my finances, in all these areas. God, you could do it, and I want to take steps to throw off the old nature and self-discipline myself so that no one else has to. Here are three ways to throw off the old nature and put the new nature on. The first one is read the Word of God. Thomas Nelson is probably, I don't know this for sure, but it's at least one of the largest Christian publishers publishing Bibles and other books in the world. They report that less than 5% of Christians have read the Bible from beginning to end. Less than 5% have read the entire Bible from front to back. And so it's time consuming. It's difficult. It takes discipline. It takes pushing sometimes when you don't feel like it. But I want to encourage you to read the Bible more in 2021 than you have in any other year. So there's a couple of different resources I want to tell you about that are absolutely free. The first is called YouVersion. It's an app, YouVersion. You could also go to their website, Bible.com. How easy is that? Bible.com is their website, but their apps are on all the platforms. You can get free Bible versions. You can also get many different reading plans. So there's a group of us right now that have already started a plan to read the entire Bible through the end of this year. I think we're on day whatever this is, 20 or something like that. So if you would like to get in on that, yeah, you're a little behind, but jump in. Start now. And you don't have to be exactly on the same day that we're on, but if you're interested in that, let us know. We'll give you a link to it. But you can start reading the Bible at any point. If you're brand new, like really green in Christianity and not sure where to start, start in the New Testament. Read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's the story of Jesus. You'll get to know Jesus and fall in love with Jesus, and that's important. Read the Word. For those of you that are ready for a little bit deeper study, and you know you've heard of us at church talk about the original Greek word or the original Hebrew, and you'd like to, like, maybe you want to do a word, what's called a word study, where you go and you find all the places in the Bible where it talks about mercy or love or grace. There's going to be a lot of that in the Bible. Or, you know, maybe a certain location, like Rome or whatever. There's a website called Blue Letter Bible. Blue Letter Bible. And if you just Google that, you'll be sent, I think it's blb.net or .org. Anyway, you'll go to this and you can search by word, by verse, by book, and do like in-depth studies. It's absolutely free. It's exhaustive. It's very, very good. I mean, you can find every scripture in the Bible about these things. So get into the Word of God and hear the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. The second way that we throw off the old nature and put on the new is to talk to God ourselves. Like, express to Him mentally, emotionally, verbally, or in sign language, in Spanish, English, whatever language you speak, to God, and express your feelings, your emotions to Him. I want to encourage you to pray every day. Whether that's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 6 hours, whatever you got. And maybe we just need to break it up. Let's pray every day from now to the end of the month. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Find a space of time. Sometimes it's easier for those of us that have attention problems, which is pretty much everybody in 2021, to maybe have an activity going and pray while you're doing that activity, like by yourself, but driving down the road, or I've had some really good moments with God while I'm mowing the grass, where I'm doing something, but I'm not having to really think about it. I'm thinking about God. I'm praying to God, whether it's cleaning or doing laundry or something like that, and just praying and connecting with God, talking to God. If you want to find a private spot in your house before you do anything else, or you want to do it at the end of the day, beginning of the day, middle of the day, it doesn't have to be in the King James language. Thou, O Father, I comest thee. I have to do that. Casey Hugman is a young lady in our church that received a very difficult message from the doctor after she went in for tests. They said, we see in the images something that looks like cancer in your body. It was very difficult, obviously, for her to get that message. And she reached out to me, and we've been talking, and she says that one night she just basically crumpled up on the floor and was really struggling. And she, I've been there. I know what she's talking about. But she was in that position, and she got her phone. She began to send messages to people. Would you pray for me? She called a couple people. Would you pray with me? And I had her email me these words because I wanted her to preach to you today. All right, this is what she said happened when she sent this message out for prayer. The change was almost instant. To say that I could feel people beginning to pray is not an overstatement. It was like one by one, very soft, tiny hands were being placed on my shoulders, forearms, and back. In the past, I've had groups of people lay hands on me in person. It was like that, only gentler. It was like a whisper of a touch. I felt warm and comforted. I don't know how to describe the feeling of words, but peace, patience, love, comfort, strength, and grace were swirling around me unseen. Though I could not see them, I knew what words were there, and I knew they were being sent specifically to me. There was a physical presence of communal faith. I was uplifted. I could feel my feet again, and as I stood up, I felt physically supported. I was up both physically and emotionally, standing only by the strength of others. That's the power of prayer. But then she goes on to preach a little bit. Y'all ready for this? Through our prayers, we can send angels to aid others. Through prayer, we can make an instant physical difference in the world around us. We can push back terror. We can change diagnosis. We can kneel in our living rooms and fight a spiritual battle miles away. God is allowing us to use prayer to change each other and the world. Come on. That's awesome. Love that. Casey doesn't consider herself a preacher, but she brought what a great word today about the power of prayer when we pray. So just pray. Just talk to God. And then the third thing I want to say is that fasting is another thing that will throw off the old nature and put on the new nature. And honestly, fasting is the best way to throw off the old nature. You know, a word in the Bible that's used a lot to describe our sinful nature is our flesh. Our flesh. Living in the flesh means that you're living in a sinful type nature. And God is calling us to take off that. Or another way they say it in the Bible is to kill the flesh, meaning we kill that sinful nature and we allow space for God to come in. So when we fast, that means we're abstaining from food or other things to grow spiritually. So fasting indirectly takes us closer to God because it actually takes us further away from ourself, our sinful nature. And going without food is not easy. Now, you may not have heard of spiritual fasting, but everybody in here has had to fast because you had to do a blood test, and at 10 o'clock you thought you were going to die. Like, I don't need the test. I'm just going to die because I'm so hungry. I get that. You're not going to die, okay? I want to encourage you to fast a day a week from here till the end of the month. That's 2 weeks, 2 times. For those of you that want to continue that, keep it going. fast till lunch, fast till dinner, fast till 3 o'clock, fast from certain types of food like sugars or meats or, you know, don't be fasting from liver or spinach. Come on, y'all, don't eat that anyway. But fast from things that are actually going to take you out of your normal routine and your physical reliance. Jesus said in Matthew 6:16, when you fast, do it like this. And you can go to Matthew 16 and read that, 6:16. But what's interesting is not really the description of what he says, but he says, when you fast, not if you fast, but when you fast, do it like this. And so it's just really a message to all of us that we need this spiritual discipline in our life that's going to begin to take away the old and give space to the Spirit of the Lord. For those of you that do have diagnosis that's food related, like diabetes or other things, where you require certain types of food to physically make it without crashing or whatever, then find other things to fast from, like social media, Netflix, whatever. Step away from the normal routine. But I want to say pretty much almost everybody can fast from food. So it's just hard to explain it until you're into it. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be difficult. Like I said earlier, as soon as you make that thought process, like, I'm going to fast today, that is when everybody comes out of the woodwork and is like, oh, let's go eat. And they're bringing donuts into the office. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, donut. Get away from me. Would you stand with me? I want us to pray to God right now. Let's tilt the level. I'm going to ask our worship team to come out, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing. But would you just bow your heads right now and close your eyes? Join with me in our conversation with God. And I want you to be really honest with Him. And you can use your own words. If you need a little more direction, you can use some of the words I'm using as well. But we just want to start with the prayer of submission and repentance. So, Lord, we just come before You. And we give You our life. We give You our heart. I surrender my life to You right now, Jesus. I give up control because I want, Lord, You to be in control. I want You to have authority over my life, in my life, through my life. Lord, take the reins. Take control of my life, Jesus. I need Your help. Come on, let's talk to God right now. If there's something, there's an area in your life where you need direction from God, help from God, a supernatural interaction from God. Let's just be honest with Him right now. Lord, I need Your help. I need Your strength, God. I need Your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me of my sin. I trust in You, Jesus, as my Savior. I trust, Jesus, that You've accomplished everything that I need in life. I just need to trust You, Jesus, that I'm taking that step today to be closer to You, to be one with You. God, I pray that You would fill me with Your Spirit as I throw off this old nature. God, I want to make moves in 2021 to cast off the old self, the old nature, and to receive You. God, I pray in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody say, in Jesus' name. Amen.